The Gemara tells us in Brachas, Chaf Amid Beis, Amar Rabad Dabarava, Nashim Chayavos, Bekiddish Hayom Dvar Torah. The women are Chayav in Kiddish Min HaTorah. Amar Rabba, Amar Kra. Aye, the question is, isn't it a mitzvah asei shazman grama? The Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin that women are exempt. The Mishnah tells us that women are exempt from mitzvah asei shazman grama. So how could a woman be chayev in Kiddush? I'm a Rav, zachar v'shamar. Kol sheyeshnu b'shmira, yeshnu b'zachir. Rav is included in Shmira Shabbos, is included in Zachira Shabbos. Whoever is chayev in keeping the negative commandments have to keep the positive. V'hani nashi hol v'snow b'shmira, so v'snow b'zachira. And women, since they're obligated in the negative, they have to keep the positive. So that's the Gemara in Brachas. We clearly see that women are chayev in the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah. And we see two things here. Women are chayev, and we see that Kiddush is a mitzvah Min HaTorah. What is the source? So the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Tes Alach Aleph, Mitzvahs Aseh Min HaTorah, Lekadesh Es Yom HaShabbos Bidvarim. There's a Mitzvahs Aseh to sanctify the Shabbos with words in Emar, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos, remember the Shabbos day, and sanctify it. Koma Zichru Zichir HaShevach V'Kiddush. So he says there's a mitzvah to mention Shabbos in its beginning and its entrance and exit. So we see from here the Rambam writes clearly as well, based on the Gemara there, that based on Zochar Yom HaShabbos Kodesh, which is a pasuk in Parashas Yisro, that we see that Kiddush is Min HaTorah, and that's how the Rambam paskins. We see something else from the Rambam as well. From the Lashon HaRambam that he says, Bechnisaso v'yitziyaso. So according to the Rambam, it comes out that he's chayiv in Havdolah in HaTorah as well. That Kiddush is equal to Havdolah. This guy Kiddush is a mitzvah in HaTorah, so to Havdolah. And another thing the Rambam says is mitzvahs kaddish es yom haShabbos bidvarim. So it says zocher yom haShabbos l'kodesho. And the Gemara says, Zechreo al-Yayin. So how much of Kiddush is Daraisa, how much is Drabana? In other words, there are three parts to the mitzvah of Kiddush. This reciting the Kiddush over a cup of wine and drinking the cup of wine. So the Rambam seems to say the only biblical part is Bidvarim. And in fact, that's the Lashon HaChinuch as well. Shekasu v'davir Dvarim yom Shabbos. In its entrance. And from here, the Minchas Chinuch is medayek from the Sefer HaChinuch. The boy Lomer HaKiddush Bepiv Alo Sagi Behira Beyama. We see from this Chinuch and from the Rambam, there's not enough just to think about Kiddush, think about Shabbos, you have to actually say it. Or be the Prima Gadin disagrees and says, because of the Eshel HaSeishel Echovas Kiddush Gam, the Prima Gadin says perhaps you can be Yotze with Hirur. However, so how do we know that? So, because the Ramban at the end of Dvarim, by Kiseitze, by Zechira Samoek, so it says, Echeinu Omer, Zohar Shom Shabbos Kodesh. So the Torah says, remember the Shabbos day and sanctify it. Oh, so remember Yachol Belibcha. I might think, so it's a, I remember Shabbos in my heart. I'm the cardiac Jew. If that's the case, then Kishu Omer Shomar. But when you read Shomar, if the only thing it says was Zohar, then maybe you're right. But since it says Shomar, Shmira Slev Amura. Hare Mani Mekayim Zohar. What do I Mekayim from the word Zohar? Shetei Shona Beficha. That you must repeat it. That's why we have a similar drasha by Zechira Zamoik. Zohar and Oyish. It says Zohar. What do you need Zohar and Osishkach? Osishkach teaches him Milev. Zohar is always Bepeh. So we see the Rambam, the Chinuch, they seem to say, and that's the way we paskin, that the Kiddush is a mitzvah min HaTorah, and according to the Rambam, it's Havdalah also, but we'll leave Havdalah out for a moment. But according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, the mitzvah's aseh min HaTorah of Kiddush is with Dvarim. And Midrabanan, we make it over a cup of wine and drink the cup of wine. Hamavarak sarach sheyitom. And we make it out of the wine, but that's only a dindra. The other Rishonim will say that no, making it over the cup of wine is also the rice. It's a chreel al yai. And others say even drinking of the wine. That's a whole discussion, the Gemara Nazir, whether a Nazir could drink from the Kiddush cup or not. In other words, if you assume that Kiddush al yayin is the rice, so then it's mushba v'ilmei mehar Sinai. If you assume it's only drabanan, so then it'll be more problematic. That's a whole discussion there. I'm not sure it's not really Rashi and Tosis, but the different mefarish in the Ran, in the Durim. So that is the machokas here. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam clearly states that one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush b'dvarim, and we assume as well the mitzvah of Kiddush min HaTorah is only at night and not during the day. We assume the mitzvah during the day, what we call Kiddush, is what we call Kiddushei Rabbah, the great Kiddush, that is only Din Drabanan, we'll have to come back to as well. So that's the basic Shitas HaRambam. So the question is, based on the Rambam, the Magen Avraham wants to say a big Kiddush, or we'll see if it's a big Kiddush. He says, based on the Rambam, that you can, the Kiddush min HaTorah is with words alone. So it comes out then that when I daven Meirav Friday night, and when I say Shemakadesh HaShabbos, I fulfill Zohar Shom HaShabbos Lekodesho. And as the Rabbi Kivega points out, Lav Dafkin Tfila, the Chol Shemaskir Shabbos Omer Shavsa Tov Gamkin. That's the whole Mikol Makam Hisker. In other words, that will be a separate subject. That's how the Rabbi Kivega says. Others suggest maybe that's the Minhag Olam, and you come home and you say Good Shabbos. But the Kasha is like this. The Magen Avraham says, based on the Rambam, that Kiddush is Yotzei Bidvarim. So the question is, therefore, the Magen Avraham says one is Yotzei in Tfila. That's the fact. So the facts of life are, the Rambam says he Yotzei Kiddush Bidvarim. And the Magen Avraham says he Yotzei with the text of the Tfila by saying Mekadesh HaShabbos. Comes along the Dogol Meimer Ravava. He says, if this is true, what the Magen Avraham is saying, that when one davens Meira Friday night, you fulfill your mitzvah in HaTorah. So when you go home afterwards, you're only fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush Derabbanan. And if this is true, we have a potential problem here. How could a husband, or how could any man for that matter, and the assumption, of course, in this equation is the man davened Meirav and the woman did not. That's not always the case. So it doesn't make a difference, only man or woman will see it, whether you davened Meirav or you didn't davened Meirav. But will this work with the man-woman example? We'll assume the man davened Meirav, the woman did not. So the Dogol Meravav is, how could the husband, he daven Ma'ariv, and then he comes home, and he already was Yotze Kiddush Minat Torah. The wife didn't daven yet. So how could a Chiyav Drabanan of the husband be Motze his wife in Kiddush Daraisa, or any other woman for that matter? So that's the Kasha, the Dagom Rebava. The Dagom Rebava takes this very seriously. He says, based on this, therefore I suggest, be it what you do all week long, which is a debate in general, whether women are chayav, again, noshim chayav in tefillah, the question is how much. So some say modani, some say shacharis and mincha, and some say shacharis, mincha, ma'ariv. Why is ma'ariv a debate? Because since we pass in tefillah's ma'ariv as we should, and men have took it on themselves as a chova, the shaylos have women have. So that's a debate. So even if you're not going to dab a ma'ariv all week long, perhaps you should daven Ma'ariv, not perhaps, the Dagom Rebbe is saying practically you should daven Ma'ariv Friday night, so therefore you can fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush Minat Torah. In fact, you know, that could be, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's what he claims, that even if you assume Ma'ariv, you don't have to daven whole week, he says it could be Daraisa Friday night and Saturday night based on Tzorcha Shoma Shabbos Kokacho. So a similar idea in a different context. So that's what the Dogen Mavora suggests, that if a woman davens and a man davens, so we're equal. They're both on the same level. If you're on the same level obligation, so then we don't have to worry. The wife, the man, could be motzi the woman when he gets home from shul. They're both, again, this is both assuming that the Magen Avraham is right, that if you daven Ma'ariv, Yotzi Yemitzv Kiddush Minat Torah. So if you both daven Ma'ariv, Mamanashak, either you both Chayiv only Midrabanan now, or Ma'ariv doesn't work and you both Chayiv Minat Torah, but you're equal, and therefore that's what the Dagomar explains the minig of a man coming home after davening and making Kiddush for his wife Friday night.